So this is like the crown jewel, because this is where we started to determine our tempo. It's 1E and a D, 1E and a 2E and, 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a. And that's how we say it. We say E and a. So, like, 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a. But if you have trouble playing that that many, you know, in real life, hopefully, you won't do like most guitarists do and just play endless streams of 16th notes, unless you're Pat Martino. But anyway, you know, a better way to do it is to oscillate between that and, let's say, either 8th notes or quarter notes. In the very beginning, when we were determining our tempo, we did it between 16ths and quarters, so it sounded like this. And then you don't get tired and you can still be locked in. 2, 3, 4. Let's do 16 notes and a quarter note rest. So it'll be. Yeah, that's a cool one, because now all of a sudden the accent is like the last note you hear, and it's on the E. I'm sorry, it's on the of each beat. And that creates a syncopation. Like if. You know, and everything's syncopated now because it's all on the So try that if you. I guess, let me be more specific. Just do that for a minute. That's syncopation, I guess you would call it, because it's putting an accent on an unexpected part of the beat. And that's why funky music sounds so. You know, it's funky. Funkier music is usually slower. You ever notice that? And because it gives you time to dig into the 16th. So that's very good. Let me give you some more specific stuff. Like when you're doing 16th notes, you could rest on. How about, so you're resting on the first and third part of each 16th. So it's, you're playing on the E's and U's. Literally, it sounds like this. It would be E, 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 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a E, 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 E. Are quick at it, and one way to ground yourself, let's play on the beat every, I don't know, like every other bar. Let me figure this out for a second. In order to ground yourself, put the one beat on every first beat of the bar with all the rest on the E's and U's. It'll sound like this. Again. 3. Except that very first beat. Down, up, 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 down, up, 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 up. Isn't that just so bad? like, that's the only word I could think to describe. It's just so bad, you know what, you know? That's something you can't really do. The thing you would do there is slow down the tempo. Even though we decided we could play, like, sometimes syncopation is just tougher. So you would, like, if you were struggling with that, you just go down to something much slower, like even 60. And you would do 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a... Some people need more work than others on it, but what it's showing you is you'll never run out of ideas again. A lot of people say to me, you know, I've learned my pentatonics, and I've learned my major, or maybe they have learned their major scales or not. It really doesn't matter. You can be a great soloist with just pentatonics. If you never learn major scales, if you're rhythmically solid, not just great soloist, great songwriter, you're just going to infuse all kinds of great stuff to your songwriting. I'm looking at you because you've been so many. Demonstrating, mixing up all the elements, all right?